Mishkalim, chapter 7, Mishnah 6, Amar Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Beistin, carrying on from the last Mishnah, there are actually seven things that the Beistin instituted, Vze Echad Mem, and what we mentioned in the last Mishnah, that was just one of them. Now we're going to, in this Mishnah and the next one, list the next six. So the next one is, Noichri Sheshalach Oilasim Medina Sayam, Veshalach Ima Nesachim, that a non-Jew who sent an oila offering from like overseas to offer up in the temple, which they could do that. So if they sent the nesachim with it, the wine libation and the flower offering, so good, we would offer up from there what they sent. Kraven mishalah. Bimlav, but if not, if they didn't send the libation offering, kraven mishal tzibur, then we would use communal funds to buy the extra parts and offer it up in that way. V'chein ger shemais v'niach zvachim, if there was a non-Jew, a convert, he converted and now he's Jewish, and he died, and he left an offering. So im yesh lo nesachim, so if he also left the nesachim with it, kravin mishalot, so we would bring what he left. Im lav, but if not, kravin mishal tzibur, we bring it from communal offerings. Now, remembering that when someone converts, we say that once they've converted, their relatives are no longer their relatives, because they're Jewish and their relatives are no longer. So we can't bring it from their relatives. So who are we going to bring it from? So the rabbis instituted that we bring it from communal funds. Utnai Beistin hu al kohen gadol shemais. And also the next stipulation of Beistin, that if a kohen gadol dies, shetei minchasei kraven mishal tzibur, that the daily flower offering be brought from public funds. There was a special offering, a minchas chavitin, that the kohen gadol brought every day. They would take an amount of flour and they would knead it up, and you would make 12 loaves. Six he would bring in the morning, burn it up on the altar, six in the afternoon. So if he died, that offering should continue. And the rabbis said that should continue from public funds. That's who should pay for that. Because normally the Kohen Gadol paid for it from his own money. He was a wealthy man, the Kohen Gadol, right? Remember. So he had to pay for it from his own money. But if he died, so then we bring it from communal funds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Mishal Yoshin. He says, no, the Kohen Gadol's heirs should use their money to bring it until we appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So there's a dispute there, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. And then finishes off the Mishnah. In this case, we offer it whole, meaning when it's being paid for with public funds, we don't bring six in the morning, six in the afternoon. We offer up all 12 in the morning till the new Kohen Gadol is appointed, and then we go back to the regular way of offering it up.